This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's follow that with a look at philanthropies that are becoming more climate aware and how they deploy their big money. This week, the Ford Foundation said it would divest from fossil fuels, and the McKnight Foundation announced it plans to get its entire $3 billion endowment to net zero carbon by the year 2050. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
It's one thing for a foundation to stop investing directly in fossil fuel companies.
That's the easy part.
Patrick Parento at Vermont Law School says getting an entire multi-billion dollar investment portfolio to net zero, that is a lot more complicated.
You have to define it to start with. What does net zero mean? Does it mean that you are investing in companies whose entire supply chain is free of carbon? Or are you talking about trying to offset emissions through, you know, planting trees or saving wetlands?
And either way, once a foundation has defined what net zero means, it then has to figure out how to evaluate how much every single company it's investing in is emitting.
What are the metrics they're going to use to measure that? What kind of reporting and transparency are they going to use to communicate that?
Those are questions the McKnight Foundation is just starting to figure out how to answer.
The first thing we need to do is we need to dig deeper into our endowment and understand its emissions profile.
Elizabeth McEverin is director of investments at McKnight.
Today, we have a fairly good understanding of the emissions that are created by our public market investments, but our private investments, we need to understand what kind of emissions they are creating.
That is hard to do right now, she says, because companies aren't required to share that kind of data.
So part of this commitment is we're actually trying to signal our fund managers, signal companies that we invest in, that we need to know more about both their greenhouse gas emissions today and their strategy to reduce emissions over time.
But until federal regulators like the Environmental Protection Agency and the Securities and Exchange Commission start requiring companies to publicly share that information, a lot of them likely won't, says Todd Court at the Yale School of Management.
We have voluntary standards already in place for capturing greenhouse gas emissions, and the ball is moving slowly down the court, but it's a slow progression.
If more and more institutional investors start saying we'll only invest in companies that are net zero or working toward net zero, that will also put more pressure on them, Court says, eventually.
That's a slow and tedious process.
But he says it is also the long-term solution.
If we want to solve climate change, we need huge chunks of the economy to start decarbonizing.
And he says that will require companies to change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.